Day of Christmas,
Needcast
gave to me a story written by Mike.
Were you just scared to say me twice?
You guys can't see it, but on our video call, my background is a nice little fireplace, which I thought would set the mood well.
They'll be able to see it soon.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get live streaming work so you can watch our beautiful faces.
Hey, who do we got with us today?
Zach! Zach is here!
I'm here.
Twitter already knows. Twitter's already in a wet uproar.
Zach's here, even though he neglected to include the Neatcast in his podcasts that he's thankful for.
Wow. Wow.
So what you're saying is I should include the thing that I'm already involved in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do here. We jerk each other off.
Yeah. You sit by the fireplace
in
of
a circle.
Shame.
That
right there. You sit by your presents and think about what you've done.
I will. I bought all these presents for myself.
I've heard enough. Let's crucify him.
Yeah. You contribute to every podcast on the internet.
It is
somebody
true.
Thinks about a podcast, you're like a Jehovah's Witness at their door.
Yeah, when are you going to be on Joe Rogan?
Don't say his name two more times. He may appear. Don't do it.
He's going to flex in my closet right now.
Oh, God.
I wanted to tell you guys a story that you can, maybe you can nod off to sleep to. Maybe bring the whole family in for this.
Bring the family in to nod off
with. I
hope
it's as wholesome as your effing cultured episode you just released.
This is a Christmas story, probably soon to be classic. I'll say definitely soon to be classic. It's called How the Cryptid Saved Christmas.
Oh, God.
Really?
And I don't want you interrupting it with immature comments.
You do?
Okay?
Okay. You do?
Okay. Everyone settle in.
I'm settled.
It was a cold as balls Christmas Eve night at the North Pole.
Oh, it's a children's story.
When Santa received a knock on his office door. Knock, knock, knock. It's us, Santa, said 9 familiar voices. Santa was laying on a yoga mat on the center of his office floor doing crunches because Christmas is a big night for him and he's a bad bitch. Ho, 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 he said, his six-pack glistening like a bowl full of extremely sexy jelly.
God, I know where this is going already. Oh, no.
This is not erotica.
It kind of sounds like it might be erotica.
Yeah.
His six-pack glistened.
The only thing glistening should be the snow. Why are you doing this?
It's a little sexy. I think every story should be a little sexy, okay? I told you not to interrupt while I'm working on my Christmas games.
Christmas games. You're killing Jer.
The door creaked open, revealing the reindeer standing in a line, each with puffy red eyes, holding their hats sheepishly in their hands like a bunch of pathetic cucks. We can't come to work tonight, Santa, said Donner. We're sick, said Blitzen. An elf sneezed on us, said one of the fucking other ones. Now we all have elf flu. The elf flu is a myth created by the liberal media, said Rudolph.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, we sick as hell.
That's a damn good thing you're the editor of this, because Jared just had a stroke.
Wow.
Santa's scissor kick to a perfect standing position.
I want to see this movie.
No help on Christmas Eve, he lamented. This truly is Biden's America.
I'm so glad that we stay away from politics on this podcast.
He took out not one, but both rules and threw them on the floor and did a Russian dance on them. Just stomping and leg kicking.
What, I think this is pretty middle of the aisle.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
No, I totally agree.
Well, I guess Christmas is canceled this year. The only upside is that I'll have more time for my squats.
Wait, what state is the North Pole in?
It's somewhere in America.
It's in a Dakota.
Santa's using the North Pole for pull-ups right now.
He then flexed his glutes so hard, Rudolph fainted. That's when...
From fever or like...
vapors.
No, from elf flu.
Like my lands.
I'll flex the flu out of you.
Oh, I can feel them in my antlers.
That's when the skylight shattered, raining dangerous shards of glass onto everyone. Blitzen acted like a real bitch, saying, "Some landed in my eye!" But everyone agreed that didn't shit land in his eye.
I love your adjective of dangerous. like, don't worry about these safe shards of glass over here.
It's the North Pole. It could have been candy glass.
Yeah.
Could be
Jer.
Eating that shit.
It's called good writing. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah, one of the reindeers is like, my diabetes.
A pair of furry, gigantic feet hit the floor of Santa's office.
Oh, no.
Half man, half ape.
It's Mrs. Claus.
It was Bigfoot. And he had a big fucking cigar sticking out from between his teeth.
Yes, it's the A-Team.
Santa took a step forward. Bigfoot, he said with a familiar smile. You son of a bitch. They clapped their hands together in a manly handshake that made their arm muscles bulge.
I'm so glad you said hands.
Rudolph, who had only recently been resuscitated, saw Santa's biceps and swooned himself back into unconsciousness.
Does Santa have a German accent? Like,
no, this has nothing to do with the handshake from Predator.
Okay, I was just clarifying.
Big Shoot gave a...
Big Shoot?
Big Shoot is a completely different cryptid.
I'm also pretty sure I said swooned instead of swooned, but yeah, whatever.
That's fine. That's all right. English is secondary to this podcast.
Yeah.
Bigfoot gave a hearty laugh. You knew I'd show up, S-Dog. Oh, Bigfoot, Santa sadly hoed. I've got a real lump of coal in my stocking, and even my rock-hard triceps couldn't crush it into a diamond.
What the fuck?
I heard, said Bigfoot.
How the fuck did he hear? They just got there.
Because he's Bigfoot. He also knows what you're doing. He sees you when you're sleeping.
I have not heard that song.
He knows when you're awake. Maybe the song was always about Bigfoot. But the liberal media changed it.
They changed the lyrics of the song because liberal media didn't want you knowing the truth about Bigfoot.
This is the door creaking / kicked open. Go ahead.
I heard, said Bigfoot. You need a new crew to pull your sleigh, and I know just the right group of bad motherfuckers that can help you out.
The elves, said a little pointy-eared man who hopped out of the floorboards.
Get the fuck out.
No, said Bigfoot. Get out of here with your wannabe dentist ass. And he kicked him so hard he burst through the ceiling and into low Earth orbit.
God damn.
He's out there hanging out with Bezos.
Follow me, said Bigfoot. And he led Santa out his workshop and into the coldest titties Arctic air.
Is it cold as balls or titties?
It's both. They're both equally cold.
Okay.
It's cold as balls and also cold as a witch's tit. And he combined the two.
Bigfoot snapped his fingers. Let's go, girls, he said exactly like Shania Twain.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right.
Gonna deliver some presents. Making Rudolph faint. Showing him my taint.
Yes, get it.
Just wait till I squeeze it out.
Yes!
With a mighty flap of wings, they landed one by one. Bigfoot's friends. They lashed the reins of the sleigh to their shoulders. A single tear dripped from Santa's eye. Thank you, Bigfoot, he said and hugged him. They hugged for a long time.
Uncomfortably long.
Really long.
Who are the friends?
Santa grabbed Bigfoot's left butt cheek.
Yes!
I mean, no.
I've missed you, whispered Bigfoot. Not in front of the elves, said Santa. Bigfoot waved goodbye.
There's going to be a moral to this rant, just so you guys know. I hope you're taking notes.
Santa climbed aboard his sleigh, taking the reins.
After he climbed aboard Bigfoot.
His replacement flight team readied themselves. Santa called out their names. On Mothman, on Thunderbird, on Jersey Devil and A-Hole, on Batsquatch, on Manananggal, on Modern Pterosaur and Wyvern.
I really thought you said A-Hole.
Because he did.
It's A-Hole. There's a difference.
I'm going to need you to pronounce a little more clearly next time. We got Jersey Devils, we got A-holes.
That A-hole must be from Philly.
We're both from Jersey. What are you going to do?
The team of flying cryptids flapped their horrifying wings.
Rudolph passed out again, and at this point people were like, maybe he's just dehydrated.
Somebody should get Rudolph looked at.
Santa looked over at poor, sad Bigfoot. His head hung low. Come here, big fella, bellowed Santa. Bigfoot stomped over to the sleigh with a spring in his step. Hey, buddy, said Santa as a hairy man came to a halt. You wanted to ride in the sleigh, didn't you? Bigfoot nodded. Well, get over it, G. You're like 150. Stop being such a crybaby bitch. Then the cryptids flew off, and they all flew off without him because Santa's an asshole. The end.
I'm glad you brought it back because I'm like, he went to quasi-gay, and now he's talking to him like a little baby.
What holiday classic? A new holiday classic?
Mike, I'm going to need you to send me a text copy of this so I can read it to my kids before Santa comes on.
Where Santa comes where?
What?
Yeah, let me be your alpha reader.
Are you saying there should be changes? Because I don't think so. I don't think you should touch perfection.
Okay, well, at least you're humble.
No, I think this will be fine. You could definitely be featured on Fox, CNN.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those.
Yeah, those really cross-pollinate all the time.
Yeah.
Come on. With a topic that you are touching on, I think you could hit a whole new viewership.
Emphasis on touching on.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So, if anyone else wants some more lovely Christmas stories, where can they find the Neatcast online?
No, nowhere. We've recently been canceled.
You can tell this story at the Neatcast on TikTok, or they can find us at NeatCastPod on Twitter, at NeatCastPod on Instagram, or at the NeatCast on Facebook, or they can subscribe, leave us a review on Good Pods, Podchaser, and Apple Podcasts.
I've recently heard you can actually start leaving reviews on Spotify, too.
That is
what?
True. You can now do that. Go leave reviews. Go back and listen to every episode on Spotify now, and then review all of those.
Yep. Let's not go crazy. At least listen to this one and give it 5 stars.
Yeah. I don't know why I said it like that.
Like you're one of the little rascals backing me up. Take it away, Alfalfa.
But, well, now that we're down in the dumps, our next rant is going to be wholesome and fun.
I mean, yeah.
All right, we'll say wholesome.
We're going to really try.
Well, I know at least 2 of us will be wholesome. Maybe 3.
Yeah.
It'll be uplifting.
Uplifting like Santa's junk.
Oh, well. Time to go jingle Bigfoot's bells.
Mark is to blame for this. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Jingle, please listen to us.
Jingle my bells.